it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9, Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad you're with us into the 8 o'clock hour. And a good many of the games around the metro area are underway, but some are dealing with some inclement weather, and we're going to keep an eye on those. And as the people who are responsible do the things that need to be done. Chris, you know about that, being an administrator and athletic director. When that flash of lightning comes, there's a certain procedure, right?
30 minutes. I mean, everybody has a lightning detector. There's a machine that actually tells you when lightning's in your area, 20 miles out, 30 miles out, 15 miles out, whatever. When it gets to a certain point, if lightning strikes, you got to evacuate, send the teams in, send the fans out of the stadium, 30 minutes. So there's got to be 30 minutes between lightning strike, you know, from the last lightning strike till you can go back on the field. So say you've been in, this is what we ran into, Dom, when you were in the studio and Sam and I were getting drenched. Say go 16, 17 minutes, no lightning. You're sitting there, all right, you start getting ready, your coach, you're like, all right, 17 minutes, we got 13 minutes, start getting those boys, get the helmets on, tighten them cleats up, quit texting over there, you know, whatever, right? And then the lightning pops, 30 more minutes. So that 17 minutes became 47.
Yeah.
It's not 30 minutes total.
No.
30 minutes from the last strike. So then you go 10 more minutes, strikes again, 30 more minutes. That 47 minutes became 57 minutes before you can go on the field. Listen, there's a lot of things I miss about coaching football.
Right.
But sitting in that locker room for an hour and a half with them kids waiting to go out is not one of them.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, you get them geared up to play. The guys are creatures of habit. So at 6:15, we do this. At 6:30, we do this. At 6:45, we do this. They're ready. I mean, the coaches are ready. The players are ready. Everybody's ready to go. But, man, when you disrupt that, it's hard to keep them on that same track.
And are you concerned sometime when you take a long break like that, how the teams have come out? Because we remember the game that we watched before the Cal game, and clearly there was a difference.
Well, it was 17-14. I think Callaway was winning.
Yep.
They're playing Prince Ave, both good teams. 17-14, Callaway's winning. The final score is like 40-17.
Yep.
You know, Prince Ave came back. So I think this is the deal. And, of course, nobody does it on purpose. But the weather delays, especially the long ones, affect somebody more than somebody else. Meaning one of the teams does gain a little bit of advantage on the other one. You just always want it to be your team, and you don't really know if you're that team or not. But teams maybe with a little more maturity, teams with more veteran starters, teams that, you know, I don't know, different body types or shapes.
Like last night, the National Football League game.
Yeah, I mean.
It had a delay last night.
Well, you look at last night, and they had the first three or four possessions were all scores for both teams.
Right.
You know, both teams had the ball twice, and it's 14-14, I think. So the final score is 24-20. So it really slowed down the offenses as we got into that delay. So, yeah, I mean, even the professionals, even the elite athletes, off of their routine will be a little different. So, yeah, a lot of people experiencing that right now. That can be a challenge, man. That delay thing, I mean, you work all week on it at 6:05 in practice. You know, we're on period six, and it's 5 minutes, and we're going to do this one drill for – I mean, everything is scripted to the five-minute mark. And then you get out there and you got no idea, man. You're waiting 17 minutes and lightning hits 30 more minutes. You know, you're just sitting around there just trying to get these guys have some semblance that they're focused. I don't know if you guys listening been around a whole room full of 16-year-olds, but getting them to focus for 30 minutes and then 20 more and then 30 more is not exactly easy.
That's true. They're very true. Very true. Well, there were some games that were played yesterday. We're going to run down a few of the scores from local teams. Maynard Jackson, Atlanta, 35-14 winners over Redan. Jackson, they're 3-0. They're off to a good
always
start. You know what I mean?
Aren't they always?
They're always.
They just lay under the radar.
Yep.
Eric Williams, the coach there, been there forever.
He does a great job.
And never asked for anything. You never hear much about him. But, I mean, that's one of the best coaches in the state of Georgia. And up 30, big winner, 3-0, Maynard Jackson, always a team to watch out for. People that know ball know about them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're great. Cross Keys Falls, Baker County, Florida beats them 24-0. That's also last night. Southwest make them play Bleckley County. Bleckley County usually really
they're
good.
They're pretty stout.
Yep, they won 52-16 over Southwest Macon last night. But Allatoona played Holy Innocence, and Holy Innocence is the winner in that game, 19-7, final score.
That's a big win for Holy Innocence.
It is a good win for them, and Daley Lewis had a chance to spend some time talking with their coach.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Obviously, a good way to head into a bye week. But want to talk about the defense. They look like, I mean, they set the tone pretty much right out of the gate for you guys. How important was that for you guys tonight, seeing them get off the way they did?
We talked all week about that last year's game. They rushed for 339 yards on us, and we made a point to tell our kids, we have got to stop the run this year. We have got to be thicker inside. We have got to take away their super talented running back and their super talented receiver, number 0. 4-0 are great players. We had to take them away. Our defensive line, our linebackers, and our safety stepped up this week. We committed extra hats to the box. We did a great job in practice all week, and that's what gave us the opportunity to do it on Friday. You can't just rise to the occasion on Friday. You're going to fall back to your preparation. We had a great week of prep.
All right, and speaking of preparation, you'll get a little extra time, and then you'll get into region play after you come off your bye and face a Theral team. What's going to be important for you and the guys over the next week, almost 2 weeks, as you guys start preparing for that?
Yeah, for one, going into a bye week at 3-1, that's a great feeling, right? We went in last year at 2-2 off of a loss, so a lot of momentum going into it, but we got to get healthy. We got some guys that have been banged up. We got guys, you know, playing with clubs, things of that nature. We got to get our legs back a little bit under us, you know, those sorts of things. But then we got to improve on the little details, right? So big picture things, we're getting those down. Now it's little details, right? Releases on routes, fits have got to get cleaned up a little bit more. Tackling's got to continue to improve. All of those things are the little things that we got to clean up over the next week, so that when we play again a talented Theral team and a really talented region schedule, we're ready to win these close games week in and week out.
All right, how important was it to you last one, Coach, for you all controlling things on the ground the way you did offensively tonight?
Yeah, we knew that they had a really talented offensive skill set between the running backs and the receivers, receiving core. They got a great football program, and we wanted to keep them off field as much as we can. We felt like if we could hold the football, control field possession, which we mostly did for most of the game, we felt like we had a chance to win. And ultimately, this game came down to field possession and doing the little things right throughout the game.
Awesome, Coach. Congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck down the stretch.
Awesome. Think about it. Go Bears.
Thank you.
All right, that's Day-Day Lewis, and a big win for Holy Innocence. And, you know, that's the thing. You're going into a bye after playing on a Thursday. It gets your week kind of out of sync on what is normal. As a coach, how do you deal with that?
Well, it's always better come on. Look, that game is scheduled on Thursday before it happened. It's always better to win and make that work than lose and make it work. So, right. Coach is a victor there. But anytime you're playing on Thursday, change the schedule a little bit because – it speeds up the preparation. Mm-hmm. Just like playing on Saturday slows down the preparation. So, you know, Monday's got to be Tuesday, and Tuesday's got to be Wednesday for your prep work, practice, coaches, plans, meetings. But when it's over, it gives you the extra day. It's kind of like in the NFL playing on Thursday. It's really tough to play on Thursday night, but then you get the long mini bye, right?
Right, right.
So it's nice to have the extra day off, but then you're going into a bye week for coach at Holy Innocence. Gives you a lot of chance to get healthy, reflect. You know, coaches in there finding 5 or 10 things that they didn't do well that he can show the team and focus on that. But it's always better to go into a bye with a win. I always felt like that was really important if you could, because when you lose in football, it's not like baseball. You don't play the next day. You always want to get back out there and play.
Right.
And when
right.
you don't play that week, you go 2 weeks without playing. You still got that bad taste in your mouth after losing. So congrats to Holy Innocence. That's a good win over a bigger school in Allatoona.
Very good win for them. All right, let's check some scores before we go to this break, and we got some updates from our reporters. And these scores, by the way, the Fometco Scoreboard, brought to you by Fometco Scoreboards. Fometco Scoreboards can help your school change the game. Go to FometcoScoreboards.com. Got some updates from down in South Georgia right now. We got Tift County's up on Bainbridge by a score of 7-0. That is a first quarter score with that one. Carrollton's big time on Lithia Springs. They're on their way to 4-0. It's the first quarter score, 30-0. Yeah. Carrollton's winning that game. Got Etowah up on Chapel Hill, 3-0. That is a first quarter score so far tonight.
Yeah, I got Sprayberry 21, Pope 0 in the second quarter. Sprayberry lost that game last year, like a big upset. It's the only game they lost all year in the regular season. So revenge for Sprayberry up 21-0 in the second quarter. In the second quarter, we got Kale 14, Wheeler 13. Tight game. Real right. close. And then Creekview and Lassiter, we mentioned a couple times. Creekview now 21, Lassiter 14. Lassiter trying to sneak in there and have a really special season.
They are. Yeah. They are. You know,
hanging in there.
Absolutely. Got a tight game. This is still in the first half here. Bremen 14, McNair 12. Playing this one down in Bremen. We'll keep an eye on the score in that one. Which other one did I see here? Lambert and Cherokee. This is the first quarter score. Lambert 7, Cherokee 6. Another first quarter score. Cherokee Bluff is up 21-7 on Habersham Central.
John Bednarowski was on earlier at Cobb Football Friday. He told us that Sonoraville and North Cobb Christian was one he was looking at, and not maybe everybody else was. Sonoraville already up early 21-3 on North Cobb Christian. I told you that Sonoraville team's sneaky good.
Yeah.
They didn't get the Dragons. The Dragons got the victory, but they got a good team. Quarterback's a good player.
Fantastic, fantastic score on that one right now. North Hall, East Hall tied at 14. That's in the first
really?
Half. Tied at 14. Fayette County's home tonight. They're hosting Mary Persons. Mary Persons has a 14-0 lead on that one. That's the first half score.
Did I tell you that we said Mallard Creek was pretty good, like one of the best teams in North Carolina, right?
Right.
And Grayson was playing Mallard Creek, one of the best. Grayson up 21-0 in the first quarter.
Whoa. And that's after beating Thompson last week.
Yeah, with the backup quarterback. When you play with that backup quarterback, Sam, the toughest game is the first one. Because once you've gone out there and played some.
Right.
You know, that's your quarterback. He ain't the backup quarterback anymore. He's just a quarterback.
Right.
But last week he was the backup quarterback going in, right? Now he's just a quarterback. Settle in, 21-0 early, and Grayson, really good.
Having some success, man. They are rolling. That is big to see them do that with the guy who, like you said, was known as the backup quarterback. I don't think we can call him that
anymore.
He's just
the quarterback.
He's just the quarterback. Game I talked about, my pick'em. You know, Eagles landing and having this great start. Playing Stockbridge, so that's going to be a test for him tonight.
What's it looking like?
Stockbridge up 21-0.
That's why Sam, that's where he's high school guru.
No, Sam Crenshaw. I don't know about that.
Look, we don't condone you putting your bets on these games based on our picks.
We really don't.
But
really
Sam's going to be right every week.
No,
I mean, I'm not saying you should bet on that. I'm just saying
I wouldn't.
Sam's going to be right. So. My pick, who knows, man. I'm just pulling something out. But Decula and Duluth are 20-20. Tied Decula Duluth 20-20 in the second quarter.
Man. Okay, we're going to check in. Scores. Day-Day is out at Social Circle. And Garrett is down at Langston Hughes.
In Douglas County.
Langston Hughes,
that's a big one.
We're going to have updates from those two games from our reporters and more. Some games ahead at the halftime and some games are still in a weather delay around the area. We're going to check in on all of them. When you stay with us for the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nine floors up in our Midtown Atlanta studios on this Friday night. It is the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you're listening to us on 92.9 The Game if you're listening locally. If you're listening outside of our area, download the Odyssey app. You can hear us anywhere on Odyssey.
Anywhere.
Yes. So hope you would do that as well and keep up with us.
Even if you like in Mississippi or
Mississippi,
Louisiana or Arkansas, or California.
Any of those places. Absolutely.
Or like New Mexico or.
Yep.
Any of those places.
On the Odyssey app.
On the Odyssey app.
You can hear us right here on Friday nights. Tell you what, we got our guys out in games, and, you know, there's rain up on the north end of the metro area and lightning. That's why we have these delays for those games. But on other areas of the area of our metro area, games are going on. And so we're going to check in. Let's start, first of all, with Day-Day. We're going to start with Garrett. Let's start with Garrett Chapman. He's down on the south side. Big matchup there with Douglas County and Langston Hughes. Let's check in with him.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, it is fantastic to be back here with you on a beautiful Friday night here down at Langston Hughes High School, where the home team Panthers are up 10-0 over Douglas County here as we are getting underway here in the second quarter. And if you remember, Coach Hines talked a lot about how he doesn't think that his offense is clicking at full gear as of right now, but they've
had two possessions. They've had two touchdown or two scoring drives. The first one, they drive it about 60 yards for a field goal. They get all the way down to the red area, right about the 6-yard line or so, but they have to settle for a field goal because they felt like points are going to come at a premium. And to this point, they're largely right. It's been slow, meticulous drives, but then one big play from Darnell Kelly blows it wide open. He connects with one of his wideouts on a swing pass, and it goes 55 yards down the left sideline for a touchdown to put them up 10-0. Meanwhile, Douglas County not finding a lot of success. They've got a lot of talent on both of these rosters, so scoring is going to be at a premium. We know that's going to be true, so it's who plays the cleanest brand of football. But we got Douglas County. They're up about midfield right now. This is so far their third drive of the game, but their best drive of the game. I'll keep you all updated on everything else going on. And we got a long pass. Ooh, almost intercepted. My goodness gracious. How about that? I always got the fun stuff happening, but we got a great football game down here at Langston Hughes High School. Guys, it feels so good to be back. I missed high school football. I missed hanging out with you guys here on these Friday nights. Back up to y'all. 10-0 here at Langston Hughes.
All right, that is Gary Chapman. And almost.
You almost know, something big broke.
Almost something big broke while he's making the report. Almost. But, man, you talk about a little
10
bit.
10-0 early. A little surprised by that. Yeah, Douglas County loaded.
Yep.
Langston Hughes, too. But thought it'd be a little closer.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Let's check in now with Day-Day Lewis. He's out at Social Circle. They got Whitfield Academy tonight.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live, guys, here at Social Circle. First time getting a chance to put eyes on the Redskins as they come into this one. 2-1 hosting a 1-1 Whitfield Academy team. And it's Whitfield on top 14-0 as we get the second quarter underway. The Wolfpack opening things up. First play of the game, a reverse. And it's Parker Shim taking it to the house for the first touchdown of the game. And then on the third possession for Whitfield Academy, it would be Mason Hollingsworth with a rushing touchdown. So again, that score 14-0 as we get the second quarter underway here at Social Circle for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Back to you guys.
All right, you talk about Whitfield Academy and what you expect for them. They're on the road in a difficult place, but they seem to be handling their business.
They're really good this year. This is what I expected them to do. Tough environment going on the road. It's a pretty good road trip for them, you know, from South Cobb down there all the way out to Social Circle, but handling business so far. And that's a good Social Circle team. So we'll see if they can keep it up. Okay. Long game.
We got an update. We got something else that's happened. I think
another update.
Garrett Chapman's got one. We're going to check back in with Garrett down at Langston Hughes. Let's check in with him.
Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, it seems like every time I pick this phone up, something crazy happens. But this time, it was as soon as I put it down that something crazy happens. We get a Douglas County punt that turns into a possession for Langston Hughes starting inside of their own 5-yard line. They get the third down, and this is just moments after we just part ways there on that last sports update. But all of a sudden, we get Carson Baker, the 4-star Florida commit, one of the 9 blue-chip players that we got out on the field here tonight. He busts it wide open. He goes 94 yards all the way to the house. He shows off some of that vision turning into speed, and he found another gear and then another gear, and he just is off to the races. It is now 17-0. Langston Hughes is on top of Douglas County right now. This is in danger of turning into a blowout here if Douglas County is not able to get it back under control. But, guys, tons of talent here on this field. A lot of things can still happen. I'll keep you all updated. This is Garrett Chapman down here at Langston Hughes High School for Douglas County in Langston Hughes on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the high school scoreboard show for the great state of Georgia. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, Garrett, 17-0. Chris, what
17-0. Wow.
You're not expecting this.
No, absolutely not. And 94-yard run?
Man.
Are you serious? Look, earlier in the show, if you missed it, you're right, we had Reggie Wilkes on. Reggie was one of the great players on the last state championship team in Atlanta, Southwest High School in 1973. Do you know that 1973 team?
Yep.
Gave up 126 rushing yards all year. That was what we called a good half versus Nick Chubb when I was coaching. But
okay,
all year they gave up 126. This guy had 94 in one play.
One play? That's amazing.
One play, 94 yards on a great Douglas County defense.
What do you do with Douglas County now? Coach Johnny White, because they had some adversity when they played down in Newton. They found a way. They found a way to win. There's still time in this game.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. It's still in the first half. You just got to go down and get a first down. Get a couple first downs. You got good players. If you get a touchdown, the juice start flowing again. Everybody's ready to go. I mean, it's definitely not over. But while you have some good players, Langston Hughes does too. So it's not going how Coach White really wanted to go. But, hey, adversity's part of it. You know, adversity is part of it. It's about how you respond. So I really want to see how they respond now. Not how I expected the game to go. I thought it would be back and forth all game. But one team jumped out in front. Now the other's got to respond.
We watched and wondered how things would go at Langston Hughes with a coaching change. You know, Coach Williams had been there for so long, won a state championship, and made it to the state championship game several times. And seems like this team is moving forward right now. It's facing a test like Douglas County. They're showing that they still have the talent down there. And Coach Hines, of course, he'd previously been a part of the coaching staff.
Coach Hines had been an assistant there. He went off to be a head coach, came back. He's very familiar with the area, very familiar with the culture. And honestly, Sam, they got good players. I mean, they have good players. They're going to be able to compete. Coach Hines knows what to get out of them. He's been a part of it. Not shocking to me that they're keeping the train rolling. You know, Coach Boone actually at Northside now, he's actually got the challenging job trying to get the program that really was one of the elite programs in Georgia that had fallen off some, trying to get them back on track. That's the hard job of the two, honestly. But Coach Hines doing an excellent job of really picking up right where they left off. And sometimes when you have a coaching change, that's when you see that dip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't look like they're going to dip very far if that first half's any indication.
Wow, looking at that. All right, checking some scores down on the Fometco scoreboard. We got Newton is playing on the road. They're out of town. They're in Arkansas playing Bryant, Arkansas. Bryant is up 7-0. That's the first quarter score in that one. Lowndes is playing Manatee. School from Florida. That would be a school from Florida. I'm saying Manatee, right?
Manatee. What other state could they possibly be from?
No other state. 20-0. Lowndes is up in that one. Jesuit of Florida is playing at Valdosta. Valdosta is up 7-0 in that one. Both of those teams are unbeaten coming into that game.
You think that's going to be something when Lowndes and Valdosta play this year both keep winning?
Oh, yeah. It's always special, but they always keep the records like they are. It's going to be extra special.
Sprayberry's up 28-0 early on Pope. St. Orville, you know, I told you it's 21-3. North Cobb Christian scored twice since I last told you. 21-17 now. Mm-hmm. Still in the second quarter, not quite halftime. Kale has taken a 21-13 lead over Wheeler in the second quarter. And Lassiter, I guess, got a safety because it's now 21-16. Creepview and Lassiter in the second quarter.
John Betnarowski was wanting to see what Marietta would do last night. They really had a great effort last week against McEachern before coming up short. But right now, Hillgrove's up 17-0. That is a second quarter score. Hillgrove looking to go to 3-0. A loss for Marietta will make them start this season 0-4. Watching for that one. Second quarter score out in Gwinnett County. Archer is up on Eastside. And Eastside's one of those teams, one of those programs in 4A. It's always going to be, you know, you look up at playoff time and here they are. They're around. But Archer right now is up on them 14-13. That is a second quarter score. Pebble Brook is playing Meadow Creek. Both teams looking for their first win of the year. We got Pebble Brook with a 7-0 lead. That is a first quarter score in that game.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get a team like Meadow Creek and Pebble Brook. Somebody's got to get that win. They got to get rolling, right? That's a game to keep an eye on all night. How about this one? Finally got started, had a lightning delay. Walton up 3-0 over Norcross early in the first quarter. And Cass, in a game to maybe say, let's keep an eye on this one.
Okay.
Cass, 14, North Cobb, 7.
Whoa.
In the second quarter. You know, you mentioned Archer and Eastside. And Cass and North Cobb's kind of in the same boat.
Right.
All good teams. But they have classifications for a reason, Sam. So if Archer is a 6A school, it's a Gwinnett County school, they got 3,000, 4,000 kids, that's not the same as Eastside High School. So even though both teams are good,
right,
Archer's got an advantage there. So North Cobb, big school. Cass, medium-sized school. You know, North Cobb's got an advantage there. Cass up 14-7 over North Cobb's a kind of an – that's one that jumps out at me a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, 8:32.
Yep.
We still got a lot of time to play, but as of right now.
The Colonels are coming in, you know, taking care of business and doing some good things early, right?
And if you missed our picks of the week, Sam picked Stockbridge over Eagles Landing, which looks like it's going to be a pretty solid lock based on what we've seen so far.
You're looking at
right?
Tombs, Rome?
Tombs and Rome. Hey. I picked Rome over Tombs. And somebody listening was like, well, of course you'd pick Rome over Tombs. No, Tombs beat Rome last year. Tombs is probably the favorite. But I thought Rome, but yeah, they're in lightning delay, but Tombs is up 12-7. So if you ever doubted my knowledge, you're probably right. And if you ever doubted Sam, you're probably wrong.
No, I don't know about that. You could doubt me a lot with this one. But we talked about Lassiter. This is a show-me game for them. Lassiter 3-0 going into this game with Creekview. Second quarter score, Creekview is up 21-16 over Lassiter.
Lassiter playing them tight. I mean, Lassiter's got a good football team. They've really made some improvements.
Sequoia up 35-0 second quarter score over Riverwood. We saw them with the big win over Cale last week. Oconee County's up 21-0 on Loganville. That is a second quarter score we have for you.
Buford and Roswell have gotten going. Buford's up early 21-0.
Okay.
They just started.
They finally got the teams
just
out on
started
the field.
21-0.
Man.
I don't know how you even score three touchdowns that fast. My goodness.
They're not messing around.
Buford's pretty good.
They are.
That's what you got me on here for, those hot takes. Buford's pretty good.
Hampton and McDonough. And Hampton got off to a 2-0 start the season, but McDonough is leading them right now in the second quarter. McDonough's up 17-7. Score is the same for Jones County and Ola. Jones County's up 17-7, second quarter score in that one. Griffin has a lead. They're looking for their first win. They're up 18-7 over Spencer. Now, that is a second quarter score. We're keeping an eye on that one as well.
Need to get Griffin back being good. Wasn't it good when they were good?
Yeah. You know,
we need them back. Jefferson's up 28-0 on Stevens County early. It's like going to halftime. 28-0 Jefferson over Stevens County. And at the half, Cedartown leads Pepperell 21-14. Raven County 28, Dalton 21, getting to the half.
All right. Greater Atlanta Christian's up 14-0 on Westminster. That is a second quarter score. Also in the second quarter, it is Lovett 3, Pace Academy 0. So that's the scores. Many of the scores are in the second quarter. Some games on the north end of town have had some weather delays. You stay with us. We come back. We're going to have more scores for you and then hopefully have some halftime updates as well. It is the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Rain falling, weather delaying, football action in some areas around the metro Atlanta area, but in some places the games are going on. We're keeping an eye on those scores, and we will keep you updated as our evening progresses. But I tell you, one team that's off to a good start, Chris, that is not in action tonight is McEachern High School.
Yes, sir.
You know, and Coach Kareem Reed, he has the night off.
He has the night off.
He has the night off.
He chose
off.
To spend 10 minutes of that with us.
He's going
to
spend a little time with us tonight. Coach Reed, welcome into the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We appreciate you spending some time with us on your off night tonight now.
Yeah, man, it's all good. Y'all are friends of the program, man. So I can give you a minute of my time.
I appreciate it, Coach. Hey, talk to us about this season so far, but – specifically talk to me about the first win of the season. I know since you've been there, you've been really trying to build a culture. You've been working hard. You guys start out in the Corky Kale. You play a great team. You played some close games. It didn't go your way. How big was it for just what you're trying to build to get over that hump in game one?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're exactly right. You know, the first 2 years, we didn't get an opportunity to win those ball games. But it's always good to start off 1-0. I mean, it kind of sets the momentum for your season. Allows you to kind of build some positive vibes going into the rest of the year. And so it was great, obviously, to do it on a big stage like that in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on TV. And we put our best foot forward that day and came out with a win. So it felt good for sure.
Talk about this young man who emerged that day. We always talk about the players that we knew on your team, some guys who were getting some college looks, but we got a 10th grader that just took over the game. What does it mean when you have a player like that come out on a game like that, is just step forward and say, "Hey, here I am."
I mean, obviously, it was an amazing day for Casey Barney. You're talking about, and it was an awesome opportunity for him to really showcase his skill set and his talents. We kind of knew about it, obviously. We've seen what he does in practice on a daily basis, but for him, you know, he had a great freshman year, but you know, he took his game to another level that day, and obviously, he's been playing well as well the past few weeks. So really excited for his future, man. I think the sky's the limit for him. He's definitely a special talent.
Yeah, Coach Reed's been at the college level. He's been at the high school level, and he's a good football coach, and he knows coaching matters. But what matters the most is having some good players, baby. So, no doubt. So there's a reason recruiting is such a big deal in college. You know, your coach was one of these guys. He knows. Coach, talk about what's got to improve. We're telling you how good you're doing, and, man, you guys are. You've been fantastic. Even coming back and winning against Marietta in tough fashion, you know, shutting out North Cobb, three different kinds of wins. But what's got to improve? What's got to get better?
You know, we want to get better in all facets. I mean, obviously, you've never arrived as a program, as a team, as an individual in football. If you think you've got it, you know, down pat, and you've kind of, you know, fulfilled your potential, then you're never going to continue to improve. And so we just try to work on our skills and drills, our fundamentals every single day in practice. Like you said, we won in three different fashions: a blowout win early, an emotional game against North Cobb, where we had to kind of, you know, play hard and battle it out against a solid program, and then a come-from-behind win against Marietta. So I think those three experiences will allow us to kind of draw on those experiences as we progress in our journey throughout the season and continue on this journey.
Spent some time with Coach Kareem Reed, head coach at McEachern there. 3-0, not playing tonight. What do you guys do this week? I mean, what do you do when you get a week off this early in the season?
So my approach, I mean, I think every team is always different, right? We have an older bunch. So I think with us, less is more. So I allowed our kids to kind of have some time off. We practiced on Tuesday and Wednesday, kind of went back to the basics a little bit, really focused on special teams, got our kicking game refined and cleaned up a bit, getting ready for our next opponent. And then we allowed our young kids to scrimmage a little bit on Wednesday, and then we kind of kept it short and got out of there. So I gave my coaches and my players off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we'll come back fresh, ready to go on Monday.
I love that, by the way. I think probably something we used to do in the back in the day. Coach knows that time, too. We probably did too much on those off weeks. I think that's actually great. And, I mean, it's a long season, man.
Right.
These guys are trying to play deep in the playoffs. They want to be playing, you know, many games. And so it's a long season. Yeah. But you got to have some fun, right, Coach? You got to relax. You got to take some time off. It's easy to see. It's hard to do it in the middle of it, though. Man, it's hard. It's easy sitting here in the studio to say that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we do plan on playing a while. So, like you said, it's a long season. We had a bunch of kids with some soft tissue stuff, hamstrings, groins. Want to get them healed up and ready to go for the long haul.
Yeah, they start region next week, Sam. So what are you doing, Coach? You had a game tonight?
No, I'm actually headed to a comedy show, man.
So, and he chose to talk to us. This man is going on a date, Sam. And he chose to talk to us. I'm bragging about that, but maybe I shouldn't have bragged. It may hurt Coach. I hope I didn't hurt you, Coach. But, hey, me and Sam talk. Do not sit in the front row at the comedy show.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do not sit in the front row, Coach.
Do you know where you're sitting, Coach? Don't sit up front now. You come out. The whole routine will be about you.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's rule number one anytime you go to those deals. So I definitely know that.
Appreciate that. You got Campbell coming up to start your season. They're off to an impressive start. So you got to pay attention to some things with them. What are you seeing early on? I know you're going to get into your game plan when you get the players back together, you know, next week. But what some impressions that they make for you, what you've seen of them so far?
I mean, I think Coach Phillips does a good job of getting his kids to play hard. We're not going to ever overlook anybody. And so we're going to approach our process and our preparation as if we were playing, you know, in the first round of the playoffs and beyond. And so I tell our players, it's about us. It doesn't matter who our opponent is. We want to play clean football. That's what I'm looking for. You asked me earlier about what do I want to improve. We've got to cut down on our penalties and our self-inflicted wounds, so to speak. And so we want to get out of our way a little bit, clean up our penalties, and play cleaner football moving forward, regardless of who the opponent is.
Fantastic, fantastic. Coach.
Yeah, Coach, I was telling you, man, I just tell you, we're pulling for you. I think you got a chance to have a special team this year. You guys stay healthy and keep improving. And I know how hard you guys have worked to get where you are right now. So congratulations on the good start, but I know it's just the beginning for you.
No, I appreciate that, man. It's been fun so far, and McEachern's a special place, man, so I'm enjoying the ride.
Fantastic, fantastic. Coach Kareem Reed, thank you so much for the time. And like I said, be careful where you sit at that
comedy. Sit in the back, Coach. Yep. Sit in the back.
Will do, fellas. Appreciate you.
All right, have fun. That is Coach Reed. Not going, you know, and that's just it. You know,
I love a comedy show.
He go a comedy show.
But Dom, do you know that? You do not sit in the front row, especially at the local comedy show. I mean, if you go see Chris Rock or something, you don't do it there either. But if you go to the local comedy show,
yeah, man,
where people try to make a name for themselves, you're getting hazed. And you paid money for that.
Yeah, how about that,
you
right?
You paid to go in there and get made fun of, man. Go in the back. But Sam's that people actually they will like. There's they will people that do it on purpose.
Oh, there are people who love it.
They want to get hazed.
Right.
They look forward to it.
What makes somebody want to do that?
I don't know if we got time for that, Sam. I don't know if we got time to talk about that.
The show is not local.
I mean, that's a little deeper than our normal our normal show scope.
Oh, okay? My God. We're not going to mess with that. We got some games that have weather delays that are underway right now. We got Norcross is up 7-3 on Walton. What about 2 minutes
is this game at Norcross?
They're playing at Norcross.
You seen that scoreboard at Norcross?
You see that?
Woo!
You know who made that
one? Who made that one?
For Metco scoreboard.
Oh, that's one of our people, right?
That is.
Ingles for Metco.
Absolutely.
Reliable heating and air. Coaches, if you missed the coach's checklist where I gave you the free kick knowledge.
And folks, if you missed it earlier, we had the free kick. The free kick was here tonight.
Yeah, we talked about
of all nights.
Three.
You know, that's why you have to tune into the scoreboard show. You never know what's going to break out.
But, Sam, back in our day, in the 90s,
yep.
If you missed the coach's checklist and you missed my rant about first touching, taking a safety, and free kicks, you just out of luck.
Right.
If you just happened to not be in the car while I was giving that jewel to you,
you just missed it.
You missed it. But nowadays,
all right.
You can get on the Odyssey app. You just rewind that thing.
Yep, it's on demand. It's on demand. It'll be there. You know, any of them, any of our interviews we've had on here on the scoreboard show, any of those type things you had, and really, you can go back to any of our past school days, guests.
They're all there.
They're all there.
The guys do a great job with it. So on the Odyssey app, you get to listen. But if you missed it and you just want me to summarize, free kicks. Don't happen that often.
They really?
I hadn't seen one yet tonight. But if you fair catch that punch, you can kick it through the uprights to get 3 points. There's only one out of about 20,000 times that you actually want to do that. It'd have to be the end of the half probably. But look it up. Jim Harbaugh did it last year in the NFL. First time I think since the 60s, they did one in the NFL since the 60s. It was last year. Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers.
I saw one back in high school. That was a guy.
Now, high school has them. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy down on the south side that was good. That was good at doing that.
But you got to know what it is. It's a strange rule.
Yeah.
But you see it every now and then, yeah. The free kick.
The free kick. And it's been here tonight on the scoreboard show.
We know a lot more about that than we do why people personally intentionally get humiliated at the comedy show. I can't answer that question. I can answer what happens if you're down two and it's 10 seconds left in the game and you want a free kick.
Yeah.
But I cannot answer why.
What makes you want to go and take a date?
Yeah, humiliated in front of the date.
Go and take a date in front of your date and somebody's going to come out there.
Yeah, Dom, don't take a date to the comedy show. You take Coach Reed did it right. He took a wife.
Yeah.
You can take a wife to the comedy show.
Yeah, you can do that.
I mean, you committed enough that if you get humiliated,
she'll be all right. She's going to be all right. She's going to be all right.
But you don't take like a second, third date.
Ooh.
You're trying, you're still trying to
could be
put
wrong.
On your good clothes.
Right. You're trying
to make
that impression. And,
yeah. I mean, Sam and I are past that, but I'm just saying for you, Dom, just keep that in mind. That's some other nuggets we can throw at you.
We're passing those things on. We're passing along a little wisdom tonight. I hope you're taking notes over there, man.
Yeah.
Here comes Dom.
Listen, we had the top three weird things to happen. Now we got top three places to not go on first dates.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
Number one, comedy show. Don't go on first date to the comedy show.
Really, really, really.
Don't get humiliated.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. We got some scores before we hit this next break. We got a few scores we can pass along on our Metco scoreboard. East Coweta is up on Lovejoy. Lovejoy comes into this game at 2-0. East Coweta comes into this game at 0-3.
They've lost schedule, though.
Some tough ones. They lost some tough ones. 14-0. East Coweta's up. That is a second quarter score in that game. What else did I see? Another one that was a surprise. Rockdale County. We go out and talk about Newton.
New Rock.
Out there, New Rock tonight is the Rockdale County team against the Newton County team. Rockdale County's up 19-0 on Alcovey. That is a second quarter score. Let's watch and see if Rockdale goes to 4-0. It'll be a great start to the season for them. Third quarter score, DeCula and Duluth. They're tied at 20.
That's a good one.
It is a good
ball. DeCula and Duluth tied. Chapel Hill's up 12-10 on Etowah in the second quarter. Thomas County Central's up 31-7 on Thomasville, but I want to talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Thomas County, you know this from you being around high school football so long in Georgia. Thomasville and Thomas County Central, like a Valdosta Lounge situation.
Right.
I mean, that's a big-time rivalry.
That is a big game.
But what happened over like 30 years, it's like Charlie Ward versus,
Yeah.
But what happened over 30 years was the schools just got smaller and one got bigger. So now Thomas County Central is a 5A school. I mean, they compete for the state championship in 5A.
Right.
Thomasville is a 1A school.
Man.
It really kind of kills these rivalries, you know? Yeah. Like, of course Thomas County Central's up 31-7.
Yeah.
But Thomasville may compete for the state championship.
Right.
It's just different classifications. But you just – every now and then you see one of those old rivalries like Lowndes and Valdosta.
Yeah.
What if Valdosta was now a single-A school and Lowndes was a 6-A or vice versa? You know, it would just kind of take some of the excitement away from it.
But, out of it, right?
But still, that's one of those all-time great – Georgia rivalries.
It really
Thomas
is.
County Central and Thomasville.
A lot of history there.
Thomas County Central up 31-7 in the half, first half.
A lot of excitement there. A lot of history there. Stevenson is up 14-0 on Decatur.
That Stevenson.
Third quarter score. And Stevenson looking to go to 4-0.
That's a good score for them, Dom. That's Dom's alma mater for people listening, Stevenson. And they're having a good year, but Decatur is good.
They are.
Yeah, Decatur's good. I mean, that's a team that you know, they could probably hang with Stevenson when everybody can't. So, yeah, that's a good one to get.
We'll watch and see if they get that one as they continue with scores. Let me see if some other ones. We got a weather delay. Lumpkin County. That one is up at Lumpkin County. They got a weather delay up there. Rome is in a weather delay now.
Still 12-7.
12-7.
Man, come on, Rome. I need y'all to make me look good here.
Make it look good. We'll watch that one. Last week it was Warner Robins and Northside Warner Robins. This week it is Houston County against Warner Robins, and Houston is up 24-7. That is a second quarter score. Boy, they're putting some points on the board down at Eagles Landing Christian. Third quarter score right now, Locust Grove 35, Eagles Landing Christian 21. And we talked about Stockbridge and Eagles Landing, the fact from fiction game, Stockbridge up 48-0.
Okay, right, Sam, now we get it. Sam knows. He knows ball. Sam knows. We get it. Sam's pick was right. We get it.
Oh,
we'll keep bringing it up every segment.
Yikes.
Mine's behind. I know.
All right, we're headed for the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. We have more scores. We're going to have more highlights from our reporters that are checking in. Hopefully some other games that are hitting halftime. We'll get updates called in from those as well on this Friday night. It is the Scoreboard Show. It is your high school scoreboard show. Herald Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.